devotional song to Guru Rinpoche, but it also talks about the perceiver and perceived, the boundary between what we think of inside and what we think of outside, and also talks about how to deal with that duality. All these forms that appear to eyes that see, all things on the outside and the inside, the environment and its inhabitant appear, but let them rest where no self's found. Perceiver and perceived when purified are the body of the deity, clear emptiness to the guru for whom desire frees itself to urgent pamajune. I supplicate. These sounds that appear for ears that hear, taken as agreeable or not, let them rest in the realm of sound and emptiness, past all thought, beyond imagination. Sounds are empty, unarisen, and unceasing. These are what make up the victor's teaching. To the teachings of the victor, sound and emptiness. To Ujjan Pema Jumne, I supplicate. These movements of mind towards its object, these thoughts that make five poisons and affliction, leave thinking mind to rest without contrivances. Do not review the past nor guess the future. You let such movement rest in its own place. It liberates into the Dharmakaya, to the guru for whom awareness frees itself, to Ujjan Pema Jumne, I supplicate. Your blessing that purifies appearing of objects perceived as being outside. Grant your blessing that liberates perceiving mind. The mental operation seeming inside. Your blessing that between the two of thee, clear light will come to recognize its own face. In your compassion, Sugatas of all three times, please bless me that a mind like mine. Okay, the next one we'll do today is one of our old-time favorites also. All These Forms, or Self-Appearing Illusion, page 120 in the old book.
One of Rinpoche's old-time favorites, anyway.
Yes, 203 in the new book. Composed by Kempo Rinpoche. Yeah, Bodhinath.
How many people here have been to the Great Stupa at Bodhinath?
All right. And this talks about various forms of perception that we have, appearances, sound, also sound and mental constructs, feelings, and awareness, and how we transform them into emptiness. These four appearance emptiness, like a rainbow with shining glow, in the region of appearance emptiness, just let go, go where no mind go. Every sound the sound of an echo's roll in the reaches of sound and emptiness. Just let go, go where no mind goes. Every feeling is bliss and emptiness. Way beyond what words can show. C. At least I do it in C. Most of my things are in C or G or.
Oh, we have, yeah.
Okay, this one is a nice little ditty. 198 in the new book, but it doesn't appear in the old book, so we'll just look at it on screen. And this is, let's see, this is. Oh, yeah. We'll sing this three times. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh, laugh, ha, ha. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thought free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee. Look at appearance, emptiness form. Listen to sound and emptiness sound. Rest in mind's nature, clarity, emptiness. And when your thoughts free themselves, laugh, oh laugh, ha ha, hee hee.
I always thought that one up. And when your thoughts free themselves.
Suppose it could. That was part of a larger song by Milarepa than that we've sang at Sangha retreat several times, but just that one verse is.
Well, when he really sang nice. It, did he go up or not?
No, he was down.
I went down.
Milarepa goes down.
These the next few little songs are on 116, starting at 116 in the old book, or 323 in the new book, and they're all about the middle way, Madhyamaka and the middle way, and they're by various people. The first one's from Nagarjuna, the second one is Chandrakirti, then Shantideva, the Sutra of Noble Collection, and the King of Samadhi Sutra. So all of these were translated and composed by those various teachers and put to song by Ari Goldfield. The first one, let's sing three times. This is one that Lama Tempo uses commonly in his dedications, and so we know it pretty well, and so we'll sing that one three times, and then we'll go on to the other ones. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva, that's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva, that's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. Like a dream, like an illusion, like a city of Gandharva, that's how birth, and that's how living, that's how dying are taught to be. There are two ways of seeing everything. The perfect way and the false way. So each and everything that can ever be found holds to nature's within. And what does perfect seeing see? It sees the suchness of all things, and false seeing sees the relative truth. This is what the perfect Buddha says. Then wanders his dreamlike beings, what are they? If analyzed, they're like a banana tree. One cannot make definitive distinctions between transcending misery and not. And know the five skandhas are like an illusion. Don't separate the illusion from the skandhas. Free of thinking that
perfect wisdom's conduct at its best. All the images conjured up by a magician, the horses, elephants, and chariots in his illusion. Whatever may appear there, know that none of it is real. And it's just like that with everything there is.
All right, moving on. I thought we would do our Nalanda Bodhi anthem today, which was composed by Kempo Rinpoche extemporaneously for the Nalanda Bodhi Sangha. Put to song by Ari Goldfield in 2000. And this three verses correspond to the middle way, actually, is the first one. Mahamudra is the second one, and Dzogchen is the third one. So, page 62 in the old book, 221 in the new book. Hey, hey, lucky students, diligent, faithful, and simplicity unborn. When reference points and signs dissolve in certainty, don't strive, strain, or stop, just relax naturally. Look nakedly at the mind's basic nature, bliss and emptiness. Relaxed at ease, fixation free. All that binds is free in bliss and within this clear light, the Dharma Dhatu. Take a look at the play of unborn mind. Mind's play manifests as appearance emptiness. Transcending mind, thoughts that this view is best dissolve naturally. When we realize mind's reality, then to blaze a light and rainbows can shine. But since we don't think they're real, these objectives are fine. Hey, hey, lucky students. Okay, the next one is Five Poisons Self-Liberated. This is a nice rousing tune that's not in our songbook at all. So you'll have to look on the screen. But it's pretty simple. It repeats itself, sort of, at least the chorus does. So you can sing the chorus. Ha 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 ha.
just look at the angry mind. Anger, self-arisen, self-liberated, the clarity of this nature. Clarity. Fixate on the object of your pride. Just look at the fixating mind. Thinking your heart stuff is self-arisen, self-liberated, the original meanest nature. Original empty, it's nothing but the wisdom of equality and pride. Self-liberated. Just look at the clinging mind. Clinging, self-arisen, self-liberated, the bliss of this nature. Look at the examining mind, examining self-arisen and self-liberated, the intellect of this nature. Intellect emptiness, it's nothing but accomplishing wisdom. In jealousy, self-liberated, shout out those syllables. Object of delusion. Just look at delusion itself. All thoughts are self-arisen, self-liberated, the awareness, emptiness, nature. Awareness, emptiness, it's nothing but Dharma, that to wisdom. In delusion, self-liberated, shout out those six. This was actually composed by
Well, it was originally Za Patral Rinpoche, but put to song lyrics by Punlap Rinpoche and song by Chris Stagg, our beloved Chris Stagg. So that's memoriam for Chris. Okay, the next one is not in any songbook either. So it's a short little thing that we'll sing this one three times. This is one that you can sing throughout the day and night.
A good song for washing dishes.
What? A good song for washing dishes. That's right. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, let go and relax. Throughout the day and night, look at your mind. When you look at your mind, you don't see anything. When you don't see anything, had to go and relax. Okay, so this one is a song from Milarepa, and we're going to sing two different versions of this song. I tried to do this last time, but I didn't get the first one quite right. But then Lee sent me the correct version of this. So I think I got it down now. So this first one is page 104 in the old book, 56 in the new book. And we'll sing this one, and then we'll sing the other version of this same song. This was also translated and put to song by Ari Goldfield under the guidance of Kempo Rinpoche. I, the yogi Milarepa, look nakedly and see the essence. What I see is beyond concept. What I see resembles space. Free from motion, resting still, I realize the true nature. All the things there are empty, their emptiness is what I realize. Relaxing, loosely letting go, original wisdom holds its ground. In the river of awareness, the mud settles down and the brightness shines. I take my concepts and throw them away. Recollection and thoughts are cut. The deep abyss of the six realms has been sealed completely. That's over for me now. I know for sure my mind is Buddha, so there's nothing I need to gain or achieve. When realization shines from inside, it's like the sun's light shines on the night. All my thoughts, the whole collection, and disturbing states of mind, without effort in their own place, disappearing and now gone. Still kind of an odd song, but the other version is looking nakedly, resting directly. This is page 104 in the old book. I'm not sure.
That's what we just sung.
This one, no, go on to the next one. Yeah, this one is not in the songbook. So you'll have to read it from the screen. This is under the guidance of Punlop Rinpoche, in reference to a previous translation by Ari Goldfield, translated for song and set to melody by Tyler Dewar and Christopher Stagg. So this is our version, more or less. Looking nakedly, I see the essence, see simplicity that resembles faith. Resting directly, I realize the true nature, empty essence of all things. Relaxing at ease, I hold my own place. The river of awareness clarified. Tossing thoughts away, recollection dissolved. Six realms chasm cut off through and through. Recognizing Buddha as my own mind, there is nothing here to yearn for or achieve. When realization dawns from within, like the sun lighting up the dark, all my thoughts and disturbing emotions, uncontrived in their own place, dissolve. All right, what else do we got here? Oh, okay. So this song is one that we did at Sangha retreat this past year, and also at Natartha for a dedication at the end of the session. And it's a song that was composed by the Dalai Lama, put to melody by the One Village Music Project. And Christian Scott and Julia Lindarova sang it this summer at Natartha a lot with accompanying ukulele. It was quite sweet. So I'm going to attempt this myself. Unfortunate. Every day, think as you wake up. Let's start over. Every day, think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. wake up. Today I am fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. Think as you wake up. Today I'm fortunate to have woken up. I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not gonna waste it. And I'm not going to waste it.
Before, between that line and the line before it.
So yeah.
There's an
extra. Oh, really? I am alive. I have a precious human life. And I'm not going to waste
it. I don't know how else you would do it.
Yeah, I don't either. Not with an instrument.
Yeah. No,
I think that
sounded right.
Yeah.
Your version is fine.
And I'm not gonna waste it. And I'm not gonna waste it. Okay. Okay. Yeah. So let's sing the longevity songs. First for Kempo Rinpoche. You who shine with the radiance of intelligent, skillful play. You are excellent qualities. You manifest an ocean of dharma with each point clear and distinct. In all 10 directions, a melodious sound of your song reverberates. You sing the songs of the deep meaning of the view and meditation. Genuine spiritual friend, may your feet continue their playful dance. We beg you to always remain. In the yana of Samantabhadra, the essence of the ocean of scriptures is the definitive meaning, the luminous heart. In all directions you fly the banner of this great tradition's teaching. Glorious Supreme Guru, may you always remain. You hold the treasury of the secret great perfection, master of teaching true meaning to students who are ready. You carry the victory banner of the teachings in the scripture. Genuine spiritual friend, may your activity increase. And finally, Nalanda Aspiration. Nalanda, the world's supreme adornment. You're the source of the noble land of India. Learned scholars, accomplished practitioners, and the five fields of knowledge. Through applying ourselves with joyful diligence, in your hearing, reflection, and meditation, may the lands of the West be established in the three kinds of enlightenment.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. Thanks for coming, sharing our songs. Thanks, everybody online.
Yes, that would be right.
Well.